Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth and final parak of Maseches Beitza, and today we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So Mishnah Gimel begins a series of Mishnayos that relate to the Yisra of Tchum Shabbos, that normally you're not allowed to go more than 2,000 amos past the city limits of where you are. So you're allowed to walk through, and this has nothing to do with carrying, even just walking there. So if you're allowed to walk through the entire city that you are in, plus up to 2,000 amos away from that city. So the Mishnah starts with the halachas of Tchum that apply only to people, that apply not only to people, but also to their stuff. Habehima, kelim, keragle, habaylim. Animals and kelim have the Tchum of their owner. So a person's property is also subject to the halachas of Tchum, just like a person isn't allowed to go more than 2,000 amos from where he lives. So too, his items are not allowed to be taken neither by him nor by anybody else more than 2,000 amos from the place where he lives, which is an amazing thing, because that means that if you own items that are outside of your tchum, no one else is allowed to move them, because once something is outside of your tchum, it's only allowed to be moved dalet amos. It's not allowed to be moved beyond dalet amos. Rabbi Reisman tells a story that there was a guy in his shul when he was teaching this halacha, where the guy said, well, but that would mean that this tie that I'm wearing right now, I wouldn't be allowed to move it dalet amos, because it's my son's tie, and my son is upstate for Shabbos, and I just borrowed his tie. So Rabbi Reisman said, right, nachon, take off that tie and leave it here in shul, because you're not allowed to go with it outside. It's unbelievable. You don't think of these things. But if a person's kelim are subject to that person's tchum, not to the tchum of where they are, but to the tchum of where he is. The Mishnah now tells us another halacha. Hamoser behemto lebno o leroa, hare elu kiragle abaylim. It's really the same halacha. If you give your animals to your son or to a shepherd on Yom Tov to bring them out to pasture, they have the same tchum as the owner, not the tchum of the person who happens to be watching them, because a person's stuff is subject to his tchum, not to the tchum of where they are or who's in charge of them over the course of Shabbos. So the Mishnah now talks about tchum in a case of things that are owned by more than one person. Let's say you have achim that are yoresh items that are in a house, but they haven't yet divided up the Yerusha, so they all are partners in the ownership of it, but they're not all within the same tchum of each other. They're all in different places. They are all kona shvisa in different places. So what is the tchum of such kelim? Kelim ha-miyuchadim le'echad min ha'achin shabayis. If kelim that are jointly owned, but are designated for the use of one of the brothers, then it takes on his tchum. But if the kelim are not designated for any one brother, so then they can be moved only to a place where all the brothers, that overlaps all of the brothers' tchumei Shabbos, but a place that doesn't overlap all the brothers' tchumei Shabbos, it's not allowed to go, because it's, as long as it's outside of any of their tchum Shabbos, going to be a problem. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about, and what if you borrow something? If you borrow a kli from your friend before Yom Tov, then it has the tchum of the person who borrows it, because it was in the borrower's possession at the beginning of Yom Tov when the tchum is determined. So that's enough to make it his. B'Yom Tov kiragle hamashil. However, if you first borrowed it on Yom Tov, like that case with the tie, where the guy woke up in the morning and said, "Ah, oh, let me put on my son's tie today," and he borrows it, so then it's kiragle amashil. Then it belongs to, it's subject to the tchum of the lender and not the borrower. Ha'isha shashalim mechaver to tavlin umayim umelech liisasa. If on Yom Tov a woman borrowed from her friend spices for her food or water or salt for her dough, harelu kiragle shtehen. It's subject to the tchum of both of them, of both the lender and the borrower, because the food or the dough is a mixture of ingredients that belong to two people when Yom Tov began, so it's subject to both of their tchum, and it's not allowed to go outside of the tchum of either one of the parties. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda poter b'mayim mipnei she'en ben mamish. Rabbi Yehuda says no, water is not subject to that tchum because it's not substantial. Water loses any substantiveness that it might have when it becomes absorbed in the dough, so it doesn't have its own tchum. So the dough only has the tchum of the person who owns the dough, not the tchum of the person who gives gave the water to be able to make the dough. So let's review Mishnah Gimel. We learned that a person's animals and kelim are subject to his own Tchum Shabbos, and if he gives his animals under someone else's charge, it's still subject to his Tchum and not the person who's taking care of it. And we said that if multiple brothers all own a Yerusha together, so if it's designated for the use of one of the brothers, so then it's subject to that brother's Tchum. But if it's not designated for the use of one of the brothers, it's subject to all of their Tchum. And then in Mishnah Dalit we said that if someone lends a Kli or borrows a Kli on Erev Yom Tov, so the guy, as long as he borrowed it before Yom Tov started, it's subject to the Tchum of the borrower. But if he only borrows it after Yom Tov started, it's subject to the Tchum of the lender. And then we said, Machlokas, if a woman borrows certain ingredients, spices or water or salt to make a dough, so the Tanakhama says it's subject to the Tchum of both parties, that it can't go outside of the Tchum of either one of the parties. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, with water it's allowed to go out of the Tchum, because water is ein behen mamish. Water is not considered to be something of any substance. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Hei, Mishnayos, Hei and Vav.